Well, everybody, welcome to episode 120 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. I'm proud to announce that Coldwell Banker has signed on to be the sponsor of the podcast for the foreseeable future, and we are very happy to have our partnership with them and look forward to continuing that into the distant future. We do have some openings, though. If there's anybody else that is interested in also sponsoring the podcast, we would be glad to talk to you about those opportunities. You can get a hold of me at ankenyfanatic@gmail.com. Coldwell Banker Mid-America is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to focus on boys swimming tonight. My first guest is the longtime head coach of the Ankeny squad, and he has guided the Hawks to a number two ranking in the state and a 3-1-1 dual record this season. He is Justin Crouch. Justin Crouch. Justin, thanks for joining me on the phone. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, this is a busy week for you guys with three meets in 5 days, so I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me tonight. Let's start with last night's dual meet against Indianola. Your team won 10 of the 11 events and rolled to a 128-42 victory. You guys swept the top three places in four different events, so you obviously, you know, weren't challenged very much by your opponent. But just looking at the results, it appears that you guys, you know, had some good performances.
Yeah, we did have some good performances. You know, right now we're trying to look at our team and figure out what we're going to do with our district lineup. So we have a lot of guys battling for spots, competing every day in practice and in meets. And we're just really blessed to have a lot of depth right now. And it makes it hard on coaches because they have to make some difficult decisions with how we're going to go forward here in the next few days. Tomorrow we swim in Fort Dodge, and Saturday we have a home meet against Linmar. And those last two meets will be the last information we'll have before we come up with a district lineup. So.
All right. Well, I was covering basketball last night, so I wasn't there. But the thing that stuck out to me when I first saw the results was the close race in the 200 freestyle. In that race, Trent Franson came in first with a time of 146 flat. He edged his teammate Lance Swanepoel by just 1/10 of a second. Now, Trent, of course, is the state's best distance swimmer. He's a four-time state champion who usually isn't challenged in his best events. So was he just a little off last night, or is that more of a reflection on what, you know, Lance is capable of?
Lance is real capable. Lance Swanepoel's a great competitor and a hard swimmer. He works very hard every day in practice, and he is really trying to, you know, push Trent every day in practice. And Trent last night was not having his best night, and hopefully that's not a thing that happens very often to him. So hopefully in the future they'll continue to battle. I mean, the competition's great on a team because it just makes each athlete that much better.
Oh, sure.
So seeing them in the pool battle, I'm not surprised Lance gave him such a good race last night. But where we are with our training and everything we've been doing in practice, I wasn't surprised that Trent was feeling a little rough yesterday.
Uh-huh. Well, he came back later to win the 500 freestyle as well, and you had another double winner in Will Bennett, who swept the 50 and 100 freestyle events. Now, Will was a state qualifier in those two events last year while swimming for Des Moines Lincoln, and he's been a nice addition to the team, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a great kid. Great member of the team. He works hard every day. He's a big, strong kid. Good sprinter. Comes from a good family. His dad was a great swimmer at Iowa State and swam and still swims today, and he's still a heck of a swimmer. But anyway, Will got a lot of his genes, obviously, because he's just as equally as good. He sprints. He does sprints in the 100 freestyle, and overall, he's just a great kid with a great work ethic, works very hard in the pool. He's been a great addition to our team, fits in really well with the kind of kids that we have on our team. So he was definitely a great addition.
Well, you mentioned your schedule for the rest of the week. You go to Fort Dodge tomorrow, and then you'll have that meet against Linmar on Saturday. Linmar is currently ranked as sixth. So will you field, you know, your best lineup for both of those meets, or will you try to mix things up a little bit? Since it is tough to have three meets in 5 days.
Yeah, it's really tough. A lot of our top guys will only swim one or two or three events tomorrow, off events. A lot of those spots will be reserved for those guys battling for district spots, finding out who that second guy is in an event or third guy. Because, you know, we can only take the top three from our varsity to the district team. And we have a lot of competition for those spots. There's some races that we have one spot left, and there's three or four guys battling for that one spot.
Well, your team suffered its only loss last Thursday against Waukee, which came to Trail Point Aquatic Center and pulled away in the last three events to post a 95-75 victory. Now, Waukee was ranked fifth heading into that meet, but that performance has moved them all the way up to number one ahead of you guys. You know, that was a really strong effort out of that team, wasn't it?
Yeah, I knew they were good coming in. They're a great dual meet team. They have a lot of depth. Dan Briggs does a great job with that team, and they work very hard. Obviously, because they've had a lot of success over there over the years. One thing I'd like to contend is that even though we did lose that meet, it was we did have the lead going into the 100 back, and you know we did give them a lot of great races, and we got touched out in a lot of events. I think if the state meet could be anybody's meet, I think we have a chance to maybe go in maybe second, third, first, who knows? There's a lot of competition up at the top, but I think that overall, I think our team is good enough to win it, but we have to have some pretty special performances and some guys step up in some places where we haven't stepped up quite maybe as much as we have this year.
Well, you told me after that meet that it showed you guys, you know, where you still need to improve a little bit. So what areas are you looking to shore up here in the last few weeks of the season?
You know, I'd like to see our breaststrokers step up, obviously. We got 1-2-3 against Waukee in the breaststroke. Obviously, all three of their breaststrokers probably won't score at state. I'm hoping they don't, at least. Mm-hmm. But if we could get a breaststroker or two in and maybe score a point or two and just give us something there, that would be huge. The IM is another spot. Breck Stuker-Jurgen, a great kid that you'll talk to in a few minutes, but he works so hard, and he may end up doing the IM for us maybe later down the line too, because he's had such a good performance in there this year. Hopefully we can find some points in the IM and breaststroke where we've kind of struggled over the past 3 years in those events.
Well, when you look at the state power rankings, I mentioned that Waukee is now number one ahead of you guys, and you're followed by a defending state champion, Iowa City West, Pleasant Valley, and Ames. Do you feel like all five of those teams, you know, will be in the mix to win the title?
Yeah, I think it could be anybody's. You know, with 32 qualifiers this year in each event, it's really a new game. We had so many guys last year not make it just by the hair of their chinny chin chin, I guess. But overall, I think that, you know, if we could get a few more guys into the meet, the more opportunities you have to move up and score some points. Obviously, if you're 32nd, it's a big ask to drop down to 16th to score points. But if you get into the meet, you got a chance at least, you know.
Sure. Well, you guys will see Ames again later this month at the Iowa Conference meet, and that'll be a good tune-up for the district and state meets. It will also break the tie because your team battled the Little Cyclones to an 85-85 draw in a dual meet last month. Do you think the conference meet could end up being just as close?
They're very good. They have a lot of young, good swimmers. They'll push us for sure. I think we can swim a little better than we did that day. We were missing a couple key pieces to the team that night, and we're in pretty good shape right now, health wise, and back to where we were maybe towards the end of last year. You know, with that COVID break and everything that went on through the season, there's been some guys that have struggled with conditioning and stuff to get back to where they were maybe at this point last year. But I think we're creeping up and getting close to that spot. Hopefully we can train hard. The district team can train hard for 2 to 3 more weeks, district and state team, and get some good work in and possibly rest and get back to that point where we were at the end of last year when we were swimming so well. So,
well, I looked today for the district meet assignments and I couldn't find them. So do you know when those will be announced?
I'm hoping Friday. The state meet was just announced last week that it will be at Linmar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great facility to host a meet. Obviously, there'll be no fans, so it'll be a different atmosphere there. But hopefully we find out district assignments this week and get to find out where our destination is.
Well, you guys have won 3 straight district titles, including last year's meet that was held at Trail Point. You probably wouldn't mind hosting again, would you?
No, we'd love to host. Trail Point's a great facility. Obviously, we had a little trouble with the pool earlier this year, but it's up and running and it looks great right now. And I think we'll if they decide to have it at Trail Point, we'll run a great meet and we'll have a good competitive atmosphere with a lot of great teams there swimming hard. So,
When you mentioned
it's a great facility.
Sure. Well, you mentioned that the state meet now has been assigned to the Linmar pool, and you told me last week that that pool was probably, you know, one of the best options available after Iowa City. So is there a pool that is similar to Linmar's?
Well, there's not really. It's kind of a unique place. I've never been there, but I've heard a lot of great things about it. The Wellmark pool would have been a great option. You know, Iowa City has the great pool there that has hosted in the past, but this year is unable to. I was really pleased to see them go with Linmar because I've just heard so many great things about it, and I've never been there personally, and I'm looking forward to get over there to see it and swim there. The only regret is we had the option to have our dual meet with Linmar at their place or our place, and we chose our place this year.
Oh, okay.
And so we didn't get that opportunity to have a pre-practice so close to the state meet, but the boys are excited, and we're looking forward to the end of the year, that's for sure.
Well, I've never been there either. That's why I asked you about it. But as long as they have plenty of room on the deck for the photographers, I'll be fine with that. So. Well, Justin, I wanted to look at the state's individual rankings a little bit. You currently have Trent ranked number one in both the 100 and 200 freestyle events. Now, I'm assuming that he'll be going for his third straight titles in both the 200 and the 500, but you have to like his chances to win two more championships, you know, no matter what events he swims.
Yeah, whatever he swims. He's such a great competitor and works so hard. I would say whatever he puts his mind to, he'd be really tough to beat.
And you mentioned Brooke Stuckerjurgen earlier. He's ranked second in the 100 backstroke and fourth in the 200 IM. And Lance is ranked third in the butterfly and fifth in the 200 free. You know, so those are two more guys that have a chance to become state champs as well.
Oh, yeah. Lance's goal is to win that 100 fly. And he got touched out last year as a freshman, and he had such a great meet last year. I just expect more great things out of him. Breck, just 200 IM. 4 years ago, you never told me he'd be fourth in the state in the 200 IM. He's just improved so much over the last 4 years and has gotten so much better. It's just great to see these kids that you coach them as freshmen, and they develop over the 4 years, and you get to know their personalities and what they like and dislike. And if you'd have told me 4 years ago Breck would be one of the top six swimmers in the state in the IM, I would have said I would have been surprised.
Sure. Well, your team is also highly ranked in the relays. You're currently second in the 200 free relay behind Waukee, and you're third in both the medley relay and the 400 freestyle relay. Waukee also has the top time in the medley relay, and the Warriors are second in the 400 free relay behind Decorah. Now, Decorah is not exactly the first school you think of when you think of the swimming powers in the state, and they're currently ranked 21st in the overall rankings. So do you think that might be a little bit of an aberration there with them ranked first?
You know, a lot of kids will step up swim fast at the conference meet, and then you start putting your pieces together, you know, and just where can you get a point here and a point there, and anybody can do anything great on any given day, you know. I don't know what Decorah has. I haven't really looked at their team, not being a part of the CIML, but if they're ranked 21st, I find it hard to believe that they have four sprinters that could go under, that could go 310, but
right.
You never know. Everybody's got their own niches and great pockets of swimmers everywhere in the state, so they can come from anywhere.
Well, this is your 12th season at Ankeny, and I don't believe you guys have ever won a state relay title. So I'm sure that's one of your goals, you know, for this year as well.
Yes, it is. We are stoked to have some great relays this year, and we want to get a relay state championship. You know, the 200 and 400 are probably our best chances, and our guys have some awfully high goals that even look at maybe coming close to state records. So if we were to break some state records, it would take some really great swims, but I don't think that it's out of the question by any means.
Well, you guys have certainly been close in recent seasons. You have 3 seconds and 2/3 just in the last 2 years, so you've been knocking on the door, haven't you?
Yeah, there's Bettendorf had some great freestylers the last couple of years just to knock us off a little bit. But we gave them some great races, and no one can take that away from you, you know, those memories of the great swims we've had in the past. But I'm looking forward to the future and what this team can do. I think it can do some pretty special things, and I'm hoping that we end up making some great memories here for some of the seniors that have worked so hard the last 4 years.
Well, if you could win a relay title, that would certainly improve your chances to win the overall crown. And certainly another key for you guys is to get some guys like, you know, Bennett and Weston Meyer to come through with some points in the individual events as well, isn't it?
Yeah, those second and third guys are so crucial. Weston, you know, the year we won state was so integral in coming back in that backstroke after he had DQ'd in the butterfly. And had that great performance. And last year had another great performance in the backstroke. And Will Bennett, you know, if he could make it to that final heat and be in that top eight conversation, top six conversation, make the podium, you know, that would just be a great accomplishment for both those kids. But more importantly, help the team out with some big points.
All right. Well, this last month of the season should be fun. So good luck to you, Justin, and the team. I'm looking forward to it. And thanks for your time tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
You bet.
Yep.
All right. You're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, my other guest tonight is one of the seniors on the Ankeny team. He is currently ranked second in the state in the 100 backstroke and fourth in the 200 individual medley. He is Breck Stuckerjurgen. Breck, thanks for joining me on the phone. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on the win over Indianola last night. You won the backstroke in 54.67 seconds, and you took second in the 500 free behind your teammate, Trent Franson, posting a time of 458.41. Were you happy with your races last night?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long couple weeks with a few meets and a few meets to come, but yeah, they were solid times for where we're at in the season.
Well, of course, you've been swimming with and against Trent for a long time, and last night you finished about 5 seconds behind him. In Trent's other race in the 200 freestyle, he held off another teammate, Lance Swanepoel, to win by just 1/10 of a second. What did you think of that race? Were you surprised that Trent almost got beat?
No, I mean, Lance has always been a grinder and always been motivated trying to beat everybody. So, and Trent's been battling a few injuries, so, I mean, Lance is always trying to race, so it was just a good race, and I mean, we see it in practice a lot, so it's just fun to watch and let other people see it too.
Well, I was just talking to Coach, and he said that the competition is good for everybody, right?
Yeah, yep.
Well, you guys really dominated the dual meet, winning 10 of the 11 events and sweeping the top four places in three of them, so really the best competition was amongst yourselves, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we are racing ourselves with being one of the top teams in the state. A lot of these meets, we do have to kind of come out and just race ourselves. So, yeah, we're doing it in practice and then translates over to the meets too.
Well, your team was coming off its only loss of the season the last Thursday against Waukee, which is now the number one team in the state. I know I talked to Trent after that meet, and he didn't seem to be too concerned about losing a dual meet. You know, you didn't lose any sleep over it, did you?
No, not really. We know Waukee's a good team, and they always bring a good team. So they just caught us that night. And, I mean, we got back in the pool the next day, and we're working harder and are more motivated by it than anything.
Well, there were some outstanding races in that meet, some of which will probably be repeated at the state meet next month. You placed second in the backstroke in 51.63. Asher Havenhill of Waukee won the event in 51.41, and he's currently ranked first in the state with that time. Now, you were about a half second behind him after the first 50, and then you were able to close the gap in the final 50. I'm sure you'll be looking forward to racing him again, won't you?
Yeah, Asher's always fun to race him in clubs sometimes too. So, yeah, that'll be a good race, and I went, that was a really good time for me there, faster than I went at state last year. So it's going to be fun to see how that shakes out at state.
Well, that was also your senior night last Thursday. So you and the other seniors were recognized during one of the breaks in the meet. Was that kind of an emotional deal for you, knowing that your high school career is about over?
Yeah, it is. It kind of been taking a while to sink in. We're still swimming meets. So, but yeah, the senior class has been great. It's been great to swim with them for the last 4 years, and we've gotten really close. So it was, yeah, it's fun to be recognized, and we're just trying to keep swimming and go out on top. So, yeah.
Well, you told me earlier this season for the prep of the week that you were working out with your club team, Central Iowa Aquatics, during the 2 weeks that Ankeny switched to the online classes. You also said that you were doing some out-of-water workouts with Nick Jarosz. Now, Nick is one of our sponsors, and I remember when he played sports in high school, but I don't think he was a swimmer. So what does he know about training a swimmer?
Yeah, he's been really good about researching. He's training quite a few swimmers. So he's been really good about doing his research and doing exercises that benefit us, and really been good about getting me, and my brother's been working with him too, getting us in good swimming shape. And I've been seeing those results in the pool. So, yeah, he's been really fun to work with, and I really enjoy him.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I can say that for sure. Well, you guys have two more meets this week. You'll go to Fort Dodge tomorrow for a dual meet, and then you'll have a dual meet here at home against Linmar on Saturday. But obviously, your primary focus is on the championship season. What are your goals for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I mean, as far as my personal goals, I mean, just try and go out there, swim as fast as I can. Our team's been really motivated by that state title again after winning it sophomore year, and then just falling short last year. It's kind of, we know what it's like, and we know what it's like to lose it as well. So we've been really motivated by that. So that's kind of our main focus right now.
Well, Brock, you've been a three-time state qualifier in both the 500 free and the backstroke. You've placed sixth in the 500 free in each of the last 2 years, and you were sixth in the backstroke as a sophomore, and then you improved to a fourth-place finish last year. But I mentioned that you are currently ranked fourth in the 200 IM, and Coach also talked about how you've really improved in that event as well. So have you decided which events you'll be focusing on, you know, for the district and state meets?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've just recently just kind of been stepping up and filling holes where we need to on the team. I mean, we lost a few guys last year, and so I'm just kind of filling in the 2IM is the spot we need to fill in for dual meets. So, yeah, I haven't decided what I'm doing yet, or kind of leave that up to Coach and what he feels best is for the team.
All right. When you talked about how the team is motivated by last year's second-place finish, I remember earlier this season you told me that the team kind of had a chip on its shoulder. You know, from what you've seen thus far, do you feel like this team has what it takes, you know, to get the job done?
Yeah, I think we definitely do. It's going to take a few guys stepping up. Like some of our freshmen, Owen's been really good, training really good. He's had a few good swims. So it's really going to take everybody. But I think in the end, we do have what it takes. Just got to come all together.
Well, this might be kind of a tough question for you. Obviously, you do want to win another state team championship. But if you could win another or win an individual crown, obviously that'd mean a lot to you as well. I mean, which of those two things do you think would mean more to you?
I think winning a state title is just with a team. It'd be great to do that again.
Yeah, and Coach talked as well about how you guys really want to win a relay championship, and you guys are highly ranked in those events. You're second in the 200 free and third in both the medley relay and the 400 free. You typically swim the backstroke leg on the medley relay, and I'm guessing that you'll be swimming in the 400 free relay as well. Do you feel like those teams can contend for a state title as well?
Yeah, that's another thing. Last few years we've kind of fell short on is relays, and yeah, we've got strong relays again this year, and we'll definitely contend. Just see how we come out and compete at state.
Well, you got a good look at Waukee last week, and they're certainly motivated to win the overall state title. They placed second behind you guys 2 years ago and then finished third last year. From what you saw of them, do you think maybe they are the team to beat right now?
Yeah, I think that they are. It's going to be another good meet, kind of like it was last year, but yeah, they definitely have a strong team, and they'll be a contender for sure.
Well, you told me earlier that you do plan on swimming next year, but you hadn't made any college plans. So have you moved closer to making a decision yet, or are you going to let that wait until after the season?
Yeah, I'm getting close. Still haven't made a decision, but that's still the plan is to swim next year, yeah.
All right, Breck. Well, thanks a lot for your time tonight, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, and thank you for everything you do for our Ankeny sports.
Hey, you bet. We'll talk to you later, Breck.
Talk to you later. Thank you.
Yep. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. I want to thank my guests again for joining me tonight on the phone. We had Ankeny Boys Swimming Coach Justin Crouch and one of his top seniors, Breck Stuckerjurgen. We're hoping to have a podcast next Wednesday focusing on college football. Still trying to work some of those plans out, but that's kind of the plan as of right now. At Coldwell Banker Mid-America, you're not one of many clients. You're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker or franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. So come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.